Raymond Felton was not at the Trailblazers practice yesterday, and his status for Thursday's game against New Orleans remains uncertain. Felton missed Tuesday's home loss to Oklahoma City because he was in South Carolina attending to a family matter. Coach Caleb Canales says he'll see if Felton can make it before deciding on today's rotation. He says he did tell Felton to take as much time as he needed. You can catch tonight's game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. It is a 7 o'clock tip-off. In the NBA yesterday, Manu Ginobili had 20 points off the bench as the surging Spurs sunk the Kings 117-112. Kawhi Leonard added 19 points and 9 rebounds for San Antonio. They've reeled off 6 straight wins. Spurs forward Tim Duncan says the bench is doing its part to keep the team energized.
Oh, this is as deep as I've ever had a team here, and we're using everybody possible, and that's been great, especially in this condensed season, different kind of format, and obviously some of the our key guys are a bit older. So we got a lot of bodies being used and a lot of guys playing well.
Duncan finished with 18 points and 8 boards in the victory. Oregon football coach Chip Kelly says the quarterback position is wide open as they head into Tuesday's start of spring practice. The presumed battle will be waged between sophomore Brian Bennett and redshirt freshman Marcus Mariota. Now, Bennett has game experience from last season, but Mariota reportedly caught Kelly's attention all last fall. We'll keep a close eye on that, see how that goes. NFL playoff overtime rules will be used in all regular season games as well. League owners yesterday voted to adopt the format for regular season games beginning this season. Each team will have at least one possession in overtime unless the team that receives the opening kickoff scores a touchdown on its first drive. Also, the NFL will now automatically review all turnovers. Have you ever seen the like over a backup player? A legal battle is brewing over usage rights for NFL quarterback Tim Tebow. Nike is suing rival Reebok over a green New York Jets shirt bearing Tebow's name and the number 15. Nike says in a federal lawsuit that it has legal rights to use Tebow's name on products tied to football. Reebok claims it's entitled to make the shirts under a license with the Players Union. We'll see how that one shakes out. And the Mariners needed extra innings to beat Oakland 3-1 in the Major League season opener played in the Tokyo Dome yesterday. Dustin Ackley drove in Brendan Ryan to break the 1-1 tie in the 11th off Oakland pitcher Andrew Carnegie. He took the loss. The AL West foes wrapped up their two-game set earlier this morning in the Tokyo Dome. Oakland took the second game. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.